Hey there, it's Darius Furu, and welcome back to the Darius Furu Show. So I took a little break from the podcast, and I decided to get back into it to record new episodes and have a slightly different angle. In the past, I did all kinds of different episodes, from, you know, X tips to do this, to some interviews. But now that we are back, I am having a more single focus for every episode, where I'll focus on just one idea. And, you know, in some cases, I might share a couple of tips here and there, because as always, I always like to keep it practical. But what I also want to do is to make sure that there is a focus and something to think about, because why do you listen to a podcast, right? Probably because you want to learn something, or maybe get a new insight, get a new idea, something that you can apply in your life, or something that makes you think. At least this is why I listen to podcasts or audiobooks. I'm always looking for something interesting, something that I can maybe use in my own life. Now, how can I do that in the best way? Well, I've been experimenting with that and also recording some podcasts here and there. And most time, or in most cases, I decided to not publish them because I was thinking to myself, you know, this is not something that I would really value, so I'm not going to publish it. I always set the bar really high when it comes to content. And now the truth is that I'm a writer. So I always write, and I've been writing my newsletter since 2015, every single week, published more than 600 articles since then. And this podcast started in 2016, and I published episodes here and there. I think I published 120 episodes, something like that. Obviously not the same as the articles and the blog, but I have been doing this for a long time, and the reason I stopped was I focused 100% of my time on writing, because that's one of my main ideas or strategies in life, to focus on one thing. And that's something that I learned from Peter Drucker, and also the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. So focus on one thing and focus on what you're good at. So that's something that I've been doing. Now that I've finished the book and starting to work on getting it out there, of course, in all transparency, you think about what's the best way to reach the most amount of people, and then you start looking at all of the channels that there are. But for me, it's always something to be very critical about, because I don't want to be, you know, a gimmick, or I don't want to just be a marketing guy. For me, things need to matter as well. And the reason that I'm recording this podcast is also because I want to improve my speaking, right? And that's something that a lot of people underestimate when they do something new. I think you should always find a secondary purpose to whatever it is that you are doing. Because if you want to start a business just to make some money, then you probably will quit as soon as it gets hard. But if you do something that you really love and that you're passionate about, and you can turn it into a business, you're more likely to succeed. Why? Because you will keep going. And that's the same thing when it comes to this podcast. I want to keep going because I feel like it's a good practice. It's just like journaling or writing. It's something that improves my skills, my writing and thinking skills, and the same with podcasting. So, of course, I'm here to share things with you, but at the same time, I'm also here as a practice. And that's something that I would wish that more people would do, you know, pick something in your life that is a practice, whether it's meditation or running, journaling, etc., something that can really have an impact on your life. So having said all of that, welcome back. It was a long way of saying that, basically. In this episode, I want to talk to you about being content with what you have. And it's a lesson that I picked up from Seneca, from Stoicism. And obviously, it's a lesson that's very broad, and you can basically attribute it to anyone or any thinker or any philosopher. But I published an article a while back about five life lessons that I learned from Seneca, the Stoic, and this was one of them. And this one I find very relevant and something that I've, you know, really appreciated over the last several years. So it's really easy to look at other people and want what they have. It's also very easy to set very big goals for yourself and try to accumulate more of everything. But it's very hard to appreciate what you already have because we tend to look forward or we tend to look at the things we don't have. But when you always do that, you are always living in the future, right? You're never really content with the present moment. So it's perfectly fine to strive for goals and for a better future because we don't want to stagnate. We always want to keep moving forward. But we also need to take some time to appreciate what we already have regularly. And the way that I do that is by journaling, but also by talking about the things that I appreciate every single day with my family or my partner or anyone that, you know, I'm talking to on a daily basis. I make it a habit of saying, oh, wow, I'm really grateful for living where I live or, you know, being able to do this work. And honestly, almost on a consistent basis every single day, because I feel like it's a practice, something that you could do every single day. And when you do that, you just get in a different state of mind. You become more grateful, but also just a little bit more calmer. And that's something that I think we can all use in today's fast-paced and very stressful world. How can you become calmer? And I think that's a great way. So what I want to leave you with in this episode is, what's one particular thing, a small thing that you are very grateful for, you know, something that you appreciate that you generally don't really think about, but it's actually quite a big thing, you know, whether it's your job or your family, your partner, or anything that you have in your life, that's actually pretty exceptional. And, you know, it's all relative, right? If you're listening to this and you live in a wealthy country, you know, you have to think about how the majority of the world lives, right? Not where you are. So that's already something to be grateful for. But just like more specifically, what's something, could be anything, right? And that's something, just remind yourself of that every day and try to, you know, do this on a daily basis in your speech, you know, just like you're driving around or you see, you know, something that I often do is I drive around, I'm like, I see this someone with a busted up window or something, and I'm like, oh, wow, that could have been me, you know, like I'm grateful I'm not that guy. And not in a bad way, but I like in a way that this could happen to anyone, right? So I'm grateful that today I'm driving around with a normal car with normal functioning windows. It's very silly, but those type of small things, I think, really help you to get in like a positive state of mind. And I think that's a better way to grow and to improve yourself from that point of view. Whilst if you are in a point of view like, oh, you know, I don't have anything, my life sucks, and I think I need to get this and that to be happy, then you really come out of a place of scarcity, and that's not a good place to grow, you know? So always focus on the things that you have, and then from there, more shall be given to you. All right. So thank you for listening. Welcome back once again, and like always, if you remember, if you were tuning in the previous episodes, or welcome if you are new, the thing that I always close with is this. Like always, until the next episode, take care.